This is Jessica Ortner from thetappingsolution.com. As I've watched the events unfold in Japan, we have received many emails from people requesting a way to tap to help those in need. It's been so moving to see people's desire to do what they can to help. Something that is essential to remember is that we can only give what we feel inside. If we are feeling anxious, stressed, and worried, that is what we will pass along. It will begin to seep into our lives and affect the world around us. But if we can still feel peace and love in such a crisis, that is when we become real leaders and make a difference. Your emotions have a greater impact on this world than you could ever imagine. So whether you are focusing on the events in Japan, the earthquakes in New Zealand, or the unrest in the Middle East, let's begin to do some tapping so that we don't allow ourselves to be caught in the mentality of fear, but instead embrace love, even in these times of uncertainty. And that is when we will create real change. If you do not know where the tapping points are, you can refer to the free ebook on our website. You fill in the information and the ebook will be sent to you. Let's begin now by finding a quiet place where you know that you won't be disturbed. And let's take a deep breath in and exhale. Two more times. Inhale. And exhale. Inhale. And exhale. Beginning with the karate chop point, repeat after me. Even though I feel all this anxiety and fear over this situation, I love and accept myself and how I feel. Even though I feel all this anxiety and fear over these situations, I love and accept myself and how I feel. Even though I feel all this anxiety and fear over these situations, I love and accept myself and how I feel. Now let's move to the eyebrow point, and with every phrase, move to the next point. So starting on your eyebrow point, all this anxiety. Next point, all this fear. I feel helpless. Everything is so uncertain. All these emotions when I see these images. All these emotions when I hear the news. These movies I play in my mind. These images that stick to me. Back to the eyebrow point. My heart feels like it breaks when I hear this news. These feelings of powerlessness. This need to worry. This addiction to the news. I feel helpless, so I must worry. But worrying isn't helping me. worrying isn't helping those in need. I wonder what else I can feel. Back to the karate chop point. Even though I feel this worry, I choose to focus on ways I can help. Even though I feel this worry, I choose to replace it with compassion. Even though I feel this worry, I choose to replace it with love. Eyebrow point. I notice the stories of people's heroism. Side of the eye. I let those stories inspire me. A crisis brings out leaders. I am a leader. I'm in control of how I feel. And I choose to feel calm and confident. Knowing that I will find a way to serve those around me. The love I feel creates a ripple effect. Moving back to the eyebrow point and switching with every phrase, I'm impacting the world around me. I am more powerful than I ever realized. It is safe to feel love in times like these. It's safe to feel peace in times like these. The more I feel these feelings, the better I can serve others. The more I feel these feelings within, the more they will spread to others. I find ways to serve by looking within. I am a force for good. Back to the karate chop point. Even though I feel this fear and uncertainty, I accept myself, and I now choose to feel safe and loved. Even though I feel this fear and uncertainty, I accept myself, and I now choose to feel safe and loved. Even though I feel this fear and uncertainty, I accept myself, and I now choose to feel safe and loved. Eyebrow point. I infuse this situation with love. My emotions have a great impact. I infuse this situation with hope. I have faith in myself and others. I infuse this situation with love. I have faith that what needs to be done will be done. I infuse this situation with peace. I let go of my need to control. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Let's end with the affirmations for love, peace, and light. And as you tap and repeat after me, I want you to feel these feelings. Notice how you feel, what you hear, and what you see in your mind's eye. Be present to the energy around you and notice how you are sending it out to the world. So begin tapping on the eyebrow point and moving to the next point with every statement. Simply repeat after me. Love before me. Love behind me. Love at my left. Love at my right. Love above me. Love below me. Love onto me. Love in my surroundings. Love to all. Love to the universe. Peace before me. Peace behind me. Peace at my left. Peace at my right. Peace above me. Peace below me. Peace onto me. Peace in my surroundings. Peace to all. Peace to the universe. Light before me. Light behind me. Light at my left. Light at my right. Light above me. Light below me. Light onto me. Light in my surroundings. Light to all. Light to the universe. Place your hand on your heart as you take a deep breath in and exhale. Remember that we have a decision to make every day. We can either choose to be hypnotized by the fear in the news, or take the knowledge of these events to inspire us to create positive changes in our lives and in the world around us.